USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Plans to have a commission investigate the January riot at the Capitol blocked by Senate Republicans. The commission rejected in a vote Friday would have consisted of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer doesn't understand the GOP opposition.
Now, this should have been simple. The commission was bipartisan, independent, straight down the middle. House Democrats accepted every change that House leadership requested.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. CNN reporting Friday, a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form her own committee to investigate the riot. Doing so would only require a majority of the Democratic-led House. An illegal immigrant convicted of murder. Mexican native Christian Bahena Rivera found guilty Friday of killing 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts in Iowa 3 years ago. The 26-year-old Bahena Rivera faces a mandatory sentence of life without parole. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The COVID vaccine helping us and our economy get healthier. President Biden saying Friday America is rebounding from the depths of the pandemic.
We aren't just saving lives, we're getting our lives back. Stores and restaurants up and down Main Street are hanging open signs on their front doors.
Biden also saying we can reach his goal of being 70% vaccinated by July 4th. Meanwhile, the Senate Friday passing a resolution to investigate the origins of the coronavirus, the bipartisan resolution calling on the World Health Assembly to lead the investigation. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal being scrutinized, the 2022 budget released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. It does not include a national minimum wage of $15 an hour or the Hyde Amendment. That's the ban on using federal money on most abortions. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops calls on Congress to reject what it calls the administration's proposal to subsidize the deaths of unborn children. Planned Parenthood says this removes government control of health care decisions for people with low incomes. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An update on the man suspected in the deadly mass shooting in California. Here's Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose light rail yard where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Memorial Day weekend tradition is back, and with fans, here's Tim Berg.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end. So he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, went to the folks who own the house, he climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there. So he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.